register as a Democrat?
Caucus registration started at 9:30 in the morning, and Ketchikan's IBEW hall was packed beyond capacity within half an hour, with more people lined up outside in the rain waiting to sign up.
You have the pink card? Just go to New York Cafe. Okay.
As soon as local Democrats were registered for the caucus, they were sent to a nearby restaurant to wait. This isn't the first time that the popularity of Ketchikan's Democratic caucus caught organizers off guard. Here's Marty West remembering the caucus for President Barack Obama's first presidential run.
Don Allen Heron and I were set up the caucuses, and we were going to have it at the New York because we thought, oh, 30 or 40 people. And then we thought, well, in case there's an overflow, we checked with the IBEW if we had a few extra people. Both places were just jammed. More than this, which was good.
Hello!
Attention!
Attention, please. I thank you. Is anybody in the room who's not yet registered?
At 10:45 a.m., the caucus doors closed, and anyone not already in line to register was out of luck. But then there was the question of how to caucus. There was no way everyone would fit in the hall, even with the registration tables folded up and put away. They talked about splitting the crowd and holding two indoor caucuses, one at the IBEW and one at the very cooperative nearby restaurant. But this being Ketchikan, the crowd chose instead to disregard the rain.
The people outside came up with a good suggestion to save us some time. We'll do the fan out outdoors.
People zipped up their hooded rain jackets, a few others even had umbrellas, and everyone headed outside. The number 36, which indicates House District 36, handwritten on their pink caucus cards, quickly ran in the rain. But that number didn't matter. The important number was how many pink cards were raised for each candidate.
Hillary is over at this building over here.
Bernie's over here.
Bernie is over at this building over here.
From the start, it was clear who the more popular candidate was. The Bernie Sanders group numbered nearly 200, with about 40 gathered together in the Hillary Clinton group. Nobody stood in the spots for Rocky De La Fuente, and nobody was uncommitted. Not satisfied with their majority, though, Sanders supporters tried to lure some Clinton folks over.
Come on. Come on, you know you want to do it. We don't need
we'll
Queen Hillary. Come on over here. Come on, feel the burn. Come over to the light.
The Clinton side stayed firm, though, and nobody crossed over. After the fan-out, some folks went home as others headed back inside to wait for the official numbers. Among them was Fred Athorpe. He says he's never missed a presidential election since he was eligible to vote.
At first, I couldn't. You had to be 21 to vote when I started, so the first one I voted for was Kennedy.
What is it about the process that makes you want to always be a part of it?
I think my father.
Also?
Well, he was very active in unions and in politics.
Athorpe caucused for Bernie Sanders in hopes, he says, of a political shift toward the left.
Goldwater wanted to move the Republican Party further to the right. And even though he didn't win, he succeeded because they've been moving to the right ever since. And I would like to see Bernie, even if he doesn't succeed, at least move the party back to the left. Because the Democrats have moved to the right along with the Republicans.
Athorpe was definitely not alone in his support for Sanders. In the entire House District 36, which includes caucus results from Rangel and Heidelberg, Sanders ended up with 229 votes to Clinton's 47. That means 10 district delegates for Sanders and 2 for Clinton. Sanders won big statewide, too. According to the Alaska Democrats' results, he ended the day with a little more than 80% of the votes. Delegates for both Clinton and Sanders will gather in mid-May for the state Democratic convention in Anchorage. During that event, Alaska's 16 delegates will be chosen for the national convention set for late July in Philadelphia. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.